Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God's word for our consideration this evening. God's word to nourish us. God's word to strengthen us. God's word to guide us as his children here in the world is from the third chapter of the book of Genesis. Now, you will recall the third chapter of the book of Genesis tells us about man's fall, about Adam and Eve being tempted by the serpent and falling in sin. In the 19th verse of that third chapter, "Now out of the ground the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of..." No, I'm in the wrong chapter. Sorry. "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you were taken. For you are dust, and to dust you shall return." So far, God's word for our consideration this evening. I want you to think about customs and traditions. You probably had them in your families, and they're probably different from what you grew up with. The custom that I'm going to talk about tonight is about ashes, about those ashes that you put on your forehead. When you think back on the custom of the ashes, the custom of ashes began way back in the early part of the church. And what it was to recall about sin, about the callousness of sin, the degradation of sin, of the act of sinning. And when people thought about this in the Old Testament, about their consciousness and their constant sinning against God, and to be reminded of that, they would put on sackcloth and ashes. Now, sackcloth was like burlap, scratchy, itchy, horrible. So they put on that sack, and they just wouldn't put ashes on their forehead. They would pour ashes all over their head, so that they would look as bad as what they felt like inside because of their sin and going against God's law. Now that's the custom of ashes. And I want you to think about this ashes and your thinking about the sin that you have committed against God. Because Lent is upon us now. And what Lent here is all about is taking an inventory of the sins that we have committed and repenting of those sins, of turning to God, of taking a spiritual inventory, if you will. You know, we're told to take inventories of our houses so that if something happens to that house and everything in it is destroyed, that we would have a record of what's in that house. God wants us to take an inventory of our sins. The sins that we have committed by our knowledge of thinking, of thought, word, and deed. God wants us to repent of those sins. That's what ashes is all about, is remembering that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, and remembering that we are sinful creatures, that we have sinned against each other, and we have sinned against God. We have sinned against God in our sinful thoughts of pride and envy and jealousy. We have sinned against each other of being hostile to one another. When we've had arguments with our spouses, when we have had angry thoughts, when we were so angry we were going to put our hand through the wall, that's sin. Ashes reminds us of that and reminds us to repent of that sin, to be sorry for it, and to turn to God for forgiveness, to turn to Him Because we know that he has forgiven us our sins in Christ. So it's a spiritual inventory. It's a taking account of what we have done wrong, that we have sinned against God. You see, the world, what we're growing up in, and it's been happening for years and years and years, so it just isn't an overnight thing. But many people sugarcoat sin. They don't want to call sin a sin. They'll say it's a glitch. It's something that I just failed to do, and it's really not all that bad. But it is. Because we have sinned. We have gone against God's word. We have turned away from him. We have turned away from each other. And Lent is that time that we are reminded that our sin is placed on Jesus' shoulders. That at the cross, Jesus died for us and took away each and every sin that we have committed. And then when you study the scriptures and you study God's word about sin, every sin is equal except one. And that's the sin against the Holy Spirit. Total rejection of God, total rejection of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus says that's the unforgivable sin. But that's the only one. So God accounts every sin, everything that we do wrong, equally in his sight. And has placed every sin upon Christ's shoulders. So that when Christ died on the cross, he took upon his shoulders those sins that we have committed. The arguing, the bitterness, the envy, the pride, the jealousy, the hostility, the stealing. The little things that we have thought weren't wrong, but were actually wrong and sinning against God. He has taken all of those sins, all of those wrongs, all of those failures, and placed them on the shoulders of Christ. So you see, ashes turns us and turns us toward the cross. The cross of Christ, the cross of Jesus. And in that cross, we see that we are saved, and we see that our sins are taken care of, and that we have pardon and release. That God pardons us. Even though he says, dust you are, to dust you shall return, in the space of our lives, he has forgiven us. When we were in Langdon, North Dakota, First Parish, and I was a golfing partner with the ELCA pastor there in Langdon, and we would talk, walking along the golf course. We were in teams of two, and there's a story there that I'll tell you sometime, that we won the city championship our first year that we played together. It was unreal. But anyway, we're walking down the fairway, and we're talking. And at that time, John had been in the ministry at least 10 or 15 years. He had his first interment of ashes, his first interment of creation, of cremation. And he said to me, he says, you really know what those words mean when you hear those words, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, in the sure and certain hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. When we hear those words, we know that we are dust, and to dust we shall return, but yet we still have God's grace, God's word of love, God's word of redemption, God's word of forgiveness in Jesus Christ. So when you think about those ashes on your forehead, they are a reminder. They are a reminder of Jesus. They are a reminder of the sin that you have committed, but the sin that has been forgiven in Jesus. In his holy name, amen.